Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Laundromat. Originally published as Secrecy World and written by investigative journalist Jake Bernstein, is a nonfiction account of the Panama Papers investigation and the larger offshore financial system it exposed. The book examines how shell companies, secrecy jurisdictions, and professional enablers such as lawyers, bankers, and accountants help wealthy individuals, corporations, politicians, and criminals move money beyond public scrutiny. Rather than treating the Panama Papers as a single scandal, Bernstein uses the leak as a window into a global structure that supports tax evasion, corruption, fraud, and asset concealment. The result is part investigative journalism, part explanation of how illicit finance works in practice. Its purpose is not only to recount a major leak, but also to clarify the mechanisms that make hidden wealth possible, and to show why transparency in finance remains so difficult to achieve. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how shell companies turn secrecy into a financial tool. A central theme of the book is the role of shell companies in hiding ownership and control. Bernstein explains how these entities can be created with minimal disclosure, allowing real beneficiaries to remain invisible while assets, contracts, or transactions move through a legal facade. This matters because the shell company is not just a technical structure. It is the basic unit that makes offshore secrecy scalable. By separating the name on paper from the person who benefits, the system creates room for tax evasion, money laundering, bribery, and fraud. The book shows that the problem is not only criminal abuse, but also the normal business of secrecy services, which often operate in a gray zone between legality and misconduct. That distinction is important. Illicit money networks are sustained less by dramatic individual crimes than by ordinary-looking corporate structures that obscure accountability. Bernstein uses this framework to show how hidden ownership becomes a practical feature of global finance rather than an exception to it. Secondly, the Panama Papers as an investigative method, not just a scandal. The book is also an account of how journalists transformed a huge leak into a coherent public investigation. Bernstein draws on millions of documents from Mossack Fonseca and shows the challenge of turning raw data into meaningful reporting across borders. This gives the book a second layer. It is not only about offshore finance, but also about the collaborative methods needed to expose it. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and its partners had to cross-check names, link entities, and separate legitimate offshore use from abuse. That process reveals why large-scale financial secrecy is hard to police. The evidence is fragmented, international, and designed to resist inspection. By emphasizing the investigative workflow, the book demonstrates that exposing illicit networks requires more than outrage. It requires sustained data analysis, institutional cooperation, and careful verification. This methodological focus makes the book useful as a model of investigative journalism in the digital age, where major stories often depend on analyzing massive leaked archives rather than interviewing a single source. Thirdly, why offshore finance depends on enablers who stay in the background. Bernstein does not present hidden wealth as something wealthy clients create alone. A major insight of the book is that offshore secrecy relies on professionals who make the system function: bankers, lawyers, accountants, and corporate service providers. These actors help establish entities, maintain records, open accounts, and keep beneficial ownership difficult to trace. Their role is essential because secrecy becomes operational only when it is normalized through professional services. The book shows how this creates a moral and regulatory gap. Many participants may claim they are simply following legal procedures, yet their work can still support tax abuse, corruption, and concealment of criminal proceeds. This is one reason the offshore system is so durable. It is embedded in respectable institutions rather than isolated criminal enterprises. Bernstein's analysis makes clear that the true machinery of hidden finance is bureaucratic and procedural, not sensational. That perspective helps readers understand why reform is difficult, since meaningful change would require pressure on the service providers and rules that force transparency, where discretion has long been profitable. Fourthly, the book links elite wealth to corruption, crime, and public harm. Another major topic is the social consequence of hidden money. Bernstein connects offshore structures not only to tax avoidance by the wealthy, but also to larger patterns of political corruption, organized crime, and fraud. The book makes the case that secrecy is not a neutral financial preference. It allows stolen or concealed wealth to circulate safely, often at the expense of public institutions and ordinary taxpayers. This is where the book moves beyond a narrow discussion of rich people optimizing their finances. It shows how offshore systems can protect corrupt officials, help criminal organizations move proceeds, and enable elites to avoid obligations that would otherwise fund public services. The practical effect is a distorted financial order in which the rules apply unevenly. Bernstein uses the Panama Papers to illustrate that inequality in finance is not only about wealth concentration, but also about unequal access to opacity. The hidden economy, therefore, has political consequences. It weakens trust, erodes accountability, and makes enforcement across borders much harder. The book's strength lies in showing that secrecy is a structural public problem, not merely a private convenience. Lastly, a dense but accessible map of the offshore world and its limits. The book is impressive because it translates a highly technical subject into a broad account of how the offshore world operates. Bernstein covers secrecy jurisdictions, financial networks, leaked archives, and legal loopholes in a way that gives readers a practical map of the system. At the same time, the book's density is part of its character. The large number of names, entities, and jurisdictions can be demanding, and that reflects the complexity of the subject itself. Rather than simplifying the system into a single villain or one dramatic conspiracy, Bernstein presents a layered structure that has grown over decades. That approach makes the book more credible, even if it requires patience from the reader. Its value lies in showing that offshore finance is not an anomaly, but an integrated part of global capitalism. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how secrecy works, why reform is difficult, and why the Panama Papers mattered beyond the initial headlines. The book is strongest as a serious explanatory investigation, not as light reportage. In conclusion, The Laundromat is best suited for readers interested in investigative journalism, financial crime, political corruption, and the hidden mechanics of global capitalism. It will be especially valuable for people who want to understand how offshore structures actually function, rather than simply reading about scandals after they erupt in the news. The book offers practical intellectual benefits. It clarifies the logic of shell companies, the role of professional enablers, and the broader consequences of financial secrecy for tax systems and democratic accountability. Compared with many books on corruption, it stands out because it is rooted in a landmark journalistic investigation and explains the subject through real reporting rather than abstract theory. It also differs from more sensational exposé by focusing on systems, not just individuals. That gives it lasting relevance. Even readers who already know the Panama Papers story can gain a deeper understanding of why the scandal mattered and why offshore secrecy remains difficult to dismantle. For those seeking a serious, grounded account of how hidden money moves through the world, this is one of the most informative books in its category. If you would like to support Jake Bernstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.